Welcome to the Heads Up Podcast, brought to you by the National Migraine Centre, the only UK charity treating migraine and headache.
Hello, I'm Charlotte and I'm here with my colleague and friend, Swati Raina. And this is just a tiny little teaser of our upcoming podcast called Heads Up.
We work at the National Migraine Centre, a little charity based in London that has been running for nearly 40 years. We've set up this podcast to provide help, support and advice to those who are suffering with this largely misunderstood condition. Now, one thing we do get asked a lot is it migraine or migraine? The truth is, it can be either. Well, I say migraine.
Yes, and I say migraine. So I think you'll probably hear both versions going throughout this podcast. So don't worry about that. I think the most important thing to know is that it's more than just a headache. We can't say that enough. And one thing that people don't often know is that it's actually a genetic condition. It affects men, women, and children. So Swati, I know you suffer from migraine yourself. So how would you actually describe a migraine to someone?
So for me, a migraine attack or my typical migraines are quite unilateral. So I have pains on either of my temples. I would sometimes have pain on my right side, sometimes on my left side, but it's usually unilateral. I get terribly nauseous. I get vomiting and nausea and photophobia. So terrible issues with light. So I would just want to be kind of lying down and sitting in a dark room. I do sometimes get a bit of aura, so a bit of scattering of light and things like that, but not always. But sometimes I do get aura as well, and that's just
to things like sort of smells and stuff. Does that bother you, or is that
definitely not... definitely? Yeah. I immediately sort of understand if I'm getting an attack, so I can't actually go into the perfume sections at all, just because the moment I wander in there, it just feels like I'm definitely...
Even for me, it's slightly overpowering, so I can't imagine someone that suffers from migraine.
No, it definitely does sort of trigger an attack for me. And the only way I sort of manage my triggers or tend to understand a bit about my triggers is I tend to keep a regular diary.
Oh, yeah, that's actually really important, isn't it? Because to be able to track your attacks, know when they happened, you can look at like what might be triggering them, like hormones or things like that. And, what treatments that actually are working for someone and what isn't working. And actually, for all you guys out there, if you do want to start keeping a diary, we have one on our website. So if you just go to www.nationalmigrainecentre.org.uk, you can find one there.
And yes, it's important to plan carefully. So routine is very, very important for migraine. So we do have headache specialists who work over here, and they keep talking and emphasizing on the importance of routine for migraine. It's important to do things that you do every single day in a routine, in a pattern, so that any changes, and that can trigger an attack for you. So it's important that you have regular meals, so skipping meals or not having proper rest, not sleeping properly, or having higher stress levels, being dehydrated, all of these things can actually bring upon attack. I know quite a lot of this thing we keep hearing all the time, but these are just some basics that we always sort of miss out on. And not taking too many painkillers. Even weather,
that's very important.
Even weather, like it's hot right now, so even weather or changes in weather can sort of trigger an attack. So keeping a diary, again, important. That would help you and tell you sort of what's changing in your pattern. Then you can see what exactly is affecting your migraines, but making sure there is a routine. And speak to your GP, speak to a headache specialist. You can give us a call, contact us and have an appointment with one of our headache specialists over here at the National Migraine Centre.
Yeah, and that is really important, that, you know, it is finding the right person to actually be able to diagnose and treat your migraines. And so throughout this podcast, obviously, we aren't the specialists. So going forward, you're going to find out in each episode, you'll be hearing from Dr. Katie Monroe and Dr. Jessica Briscoe. They're the ones that actually know what they're talking about. And they're going to be talking about a wide variety of topics that hopefully will help you in managing your migraine better. So our full-length episode, which is, you know, featuring the doctors, will be coming out on Monday, July the 22nd, which is World Brain Day. We thought that was quite apt for this. And so please do catch us there and please subscribe, you know, share this podcast with your friends, family that you know might also be suffering from migraine, and get the word out there.
You've been listening to the Heads Up podcast. If you want more information or have any comments, email us on info@nationalmigrainecentre.org.uk. Till next time.